This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. CPN UML removed 11 leaders, including senior leaders Madhav Kumar Nepal and Janalath Khanal, from party membership. 146 parliamentarians of dissolved House of Representatives filed writ at Supreme Court demanding reinstatement of House and appointment of Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Dewa as Prime Minister. Health Ministry reports 185 corona-related deaths and more than 7,200 infection cases in last 24 hours. And WHO Director General Ghebreyesus urges developed nations and vaccine developers to provide more vaccines to poorer nations. Now the news in detail. Ruling CPN UML has removed its 11 members, including senior leaders Madhav Kumar Nepal and Janalath Khanal, from the party membership. Standing committee meeting of the party held today removed the leaders from the party membership. The party took action against the leaders for their involvement in anti-party activities. 146 parliamentarians of dissolved House of Representatives have filed a writ petition at the Supreme Court today challenging dissolution of House. The opposition political parties have demanded the reinstatement of the House of Representatives and appointment of Nepali Congress President Sherbahadur Dewa to the post of Prime Minister in their petition. They filed the petition in the leadership of Nepali Congress President Dewa and CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. The Health and Population Ministry has reported 7,425 corona infection cases in the past 24 hours. The ministry has recorded 185 corona-related deaths in the same period. The ministry said the number of deaths also included the data shared by the Nepali Army's body disposal units. With this, Nepal's corona-related death toll has now reached 6,531. As per the ministry's update, more than 7,100 people have recovered from the infection in the last 24 hours. Ministry of Health and Population has taken an initiation to bring anti-COVID-19 vaccines from vaccine manufacturing nations. The ministry has sent official letters to India, China, the UK, the USA and Russia to procure vaccines. Speaking at a virtual press conference held today, Health Minister Videsh Tripathi informed that the government was planning to procure 5 million doses of vaccines from these vaccine manufacturing nations. He added that the government had been taking initiations from political, diplomatic and personal levels to procure vaccines. Minister Tripathi also said that the government had stressed the need for enhancing health facilities to contain the COVID-19. He informed that 577 ventilators had been added in the country and additional 104 ventilators would be added soon. The health minister further said the second dose of Covishield vaccine would be administered to people after 16 weeks. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyawali has held a telephone conversation with Deputy Secretary of State of the United States of America, Wendy Sherman, this morning. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has informed that various matters concerning Nepal-US relations, cooperation in the context of the COVID-19 pandemic, and common international agendas figured during the talk. While expressing satisfaction on the overall state of Nepal-US relations, the two sides agreed to take forward bilateral and multilateral engagement in mutual interest. Minister Gyawali conveyed the gratitude of the government of Nepal to the United States for the generous COVID-related cooperation, applauding the US leadership in garnering collaborative response against the global pandemic. Foreign Affairs Minister Gyawali requested the Deputy Secretary of U.S. to accord due priority to Nepal during the distribution of surplus vaccines among the developing nations. Deputy Secretary Sherman assured that the new U.S. administration will continue to extend cooperation in Nepal's socio-economic sector, including recent fight against the pandemic. Appreciating the friendship the two countries have joined enjoyed rather over the decade. She hoped that key projects in the pipeline under U.S. cooperation would open up further avenues of prosperity for Nepal. The Consulate General of Nepal in Chengdu has been officially inaugurated amidst an opening ceremony held today. Ambassador of Nepal to the People's Republic of China, Mahendra Bahadur Pandey, hoisted Nepal's national flag in the consulate. The Consulate General's plaque was jointly unveiled by Vice Governor of the Sichuan Provincial People's Government, Li Yunjie, Mayor of Chengdu Municipal People's Government, Wang Fengchao, Director General of the Department of Consular Affairs of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the People's Republic of China, Kui Aimin, and Ambassador Pandey. On the occasion, Ambassador Pandey said mutual trust, understanding, and good neighborliness have remained the hallmarks of Nepal-China bilateral relations since ancient times. Similarly, Vice Governor of Sichuan Provincial People's Government Li said that the establishment of the Consulate General would facilitate the promotion of trade, investment, tourism, and people-to-people exchange between the two countries. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
हेलो
के गर्दैछौ
हाम्रो बिहेको सपिङको लागि आको नि बाबा मम्मीसँग
ए हो र अनि मेरो लागि के किन्दैछौ
बाबा मम्मी यति हुनुहुन्छ के सोच्नुहुन्छ होला उहाँले मलाई त कस्तो लाज लाग्छ भरे राति बोलौँ न ल
अहिले फ्री वाइफाई छ क्या अफिसमा बुझ न भरे कसरी गर्नु
मेरो हुनेवाला श्रीमानज्यूलाई यति पनि थाहा छैन कि क्या हो एनटिसीको अनलिमिटेड नाइट भोइस प्याक राति 10 बजेदेखि बिहान 6 बजेसम्म
अब
रात तपाईँको नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back now on to more news. Minister of Education, Science and Technology Krishna Gopal Shrestha has said the alternative way to conduct the secondary education examination, SE exam, was under discussion. Receiving the letter of memorandum submitted by a student union today, Minister Shrestha said there were fewer chances to conduct grade 12 exams and SEE exams physically due to COVID-19 crisis. On another note, Minister Shrestha shared that the budget in education sector could be increased for the new fiscal year and new programs would be introduced to improve the quality of education. Gusty winds, rain and snowfall has been forecast from tomorrow due to the cyclone that has developed in the low pressure system over the east central part of the Bay of Bengal. The Meteorological Forecasting Division under the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has forecast that the low pressure area has transformed into a cyclone today and it will develop into a powerful cyclone by tomorrow. The division has urged for adopting necessary precautions as there is possibility of thunder and lightning, high winds and rainfall together with hailstone rather. You're listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. WHO Director General, please listen it again. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus has urged developed nations, vaccine developers to provide more vaccines to poorer nations. Addressing an annual ministerial assembly of the WHO today, the WHO chief has said the COVID-19 pandemic is being perpetuated by a scandalous inequality in vaccine distribution. He also called on the vaccine manufacturing companies to give COVAX the first right of refusal on new volumes of vaccine or to commit 50% of their volume to COVAX this year. India's COVID-19 related death toll has now crossed 300,000 mark. India has reported nearly 223,000 COVID infection cases and more than 4,400 COVID-related deaths in the last 24 hours. India's total COVID-19 cases have now crossed 26.75 million. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and wind will remain partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Brief rain or thunder showers are possible at a few places of Province 1 and Province 2, and at a few places of Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CPN-UML removes 11 leaders, including senior leaders Madhav Kumar Nepal and Janalath Khanal, from party membership. 146 parliamentarians of dissolved House of Representatives filed writ at Supreme Court demanding reinstatement of House and appointment of Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Dewa as Prime Minister. Health Ministry reports 185 corona-related deaths and more than 7,200 infection cases in last 24 hours. And WHO Director General Ghebreyesus urges developed nations and vaccine developers to provide more vaccines to poorer nations. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.